Sandy Chalmers joins us from FSA. A disaster declaration in place, and this apparently ties to the late April blizzard.
Right. That was a historic late season blizzard. 15 to 30 inches of snow and winds of 35 to 50 miles an hour, and it really created some devastation throughout the state. We were focused on some of the freestall barn collapses up in the northeastern part of the state, but farmers across Wisconsin from west to east reported livestock losses.
Now, I was noticing in the declaration that it's a widespread path of areas that is eligible for this assistance, including some counties and neighboring states.
Well, you think about the timing of this blizzard. Second week of April, a lot of animals are calving and lambing, and 15 to 30 inches of snow and high winds tend to be pretty hard on calves. So we had reports of calf and lamb losses really across the entire state, and then much damage to buildings, farm structures, including freestall barns up in the northeast part of the state. But also some isolated occurrences of building collapses on the western part of the state as well.
So what type of assistance is available?
Well, a disaster designation makes available low-interest emergency loans. And I've talked to our farm loan staff up in northeast Wisconsin, and we do have some farmers who have been waiting for these low-interest emergency loans to become available. We've worked with private lenders and farmers to guarantee some loans to help repair or replace damaged structures. But for some farmers, they've been waiting for these low-interest emergency loans to become available. Another important feature of our disaster assistance is if you're already an FSA borrower, this disaster designation makes available a disaster set-aside on your loan where we can take the annual installment and move it to the end of the loan terms. So that would free up some cash for these farmers.
That could be a big help in tight margin times like we have right now.
Absolutely, yeah. But you're right. This was an extensive storm. We have 52 counties included in the disaster designation, along with some counties in Michigan and Minnesota, all wrapped up into this one disaster designation.
So if producers want to find out more about this, just go to the local office?
Yeah, you can give the local office a call, and they'll direct your call to the closest farm loan team. We have a team headquartered in Manitowoc and one in Shawano, so they work with those two areas.
Real good. Anything you want to add today?
No, I think that's it. I know farmers are finishing up their planting and their first crop hay in that northeastern part of the state. Some farmers moved right away to make the repairs, and others are waiting. And I'm not sure. It seems like by this point, people would have things pretty much smoothed out with their insurance companies. So I think the timing of this is just right.